This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. When a middle school in Atlanta, Georgia, prioritized kindness, its disciplinary problems were reduced by half. At Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School in Atlanta, teachers begin their lessons by asking students a question that has nothing to do with yesterday's math homework or reading material. Principal Kimberly Sewell said, "Every class, every day, our teachers start with connection before content. For 30 seconds, we ask students something simple, like their favorite pizza topping or what makes them happy. That casual opening question is part of a broader approach adopted by the school 2 years ago to bring more positivity and kindness into the classroom. And it has paid off. Discipline referrals have since dropped by about 50%, and attendance has improved." Principal Sewell said, "It's very, very important that students know that we see them and that we are so happy that they are coming to school today. The good news spread fast. Other middle schools across the nation are instituting the practice too." The Montana Department of Transportation seeks public input on a proposed reconstruction project south of Four Corners on U.S. Highway 191. The project would reconstruct about a half mile of Highway 191, beginning south of Huffine Lane and ending near Arctic Spas Bozeman just past 2nd Street. The road project proposal includes replacing the lower Middle Creek supply ditch structure with a box culvert to widen the roadway and to accommodate a two-way left turn lane to enhance roadway safety. Traffic congestion and safety are problems in the area, with heavy tourist traffic to Yellowstone National Park and the Gallatin River, and heavy commuter traffic to Big Sky. One of the biggest points of danger is a stretch of the highway where two lanes merge to one lane, and along much of Highway 191, very narrow shoulders on the road. The Highway 191 construction project is tentatively scheduled to begin in 2028, depending on completion of road design and availability of funds. The public is encouraged to submit comments on the proposal online at mdt.mt.gov or to the Montana Department of Transportation Butte office, P.O. Box 3068, Butte, Montana, 59702. A Montana teenager used his rodeo lasso to rescue a drowning man on the Yellowstone River. 14-year-old Jory Thomas was camping with his family near Graycliff on July 5th when he heard cries for help. A floating raft and paddleboard had struck a bridge pillar, throwing four people into the Yellowstone River. Three of them made it to shore, but one man continued drifting downstream while clinging to a cooler. Thomas said, "The current was pretty fast then, and the man in the water was moving pretty quickly." Thomas said, "The only thing I could focus on was helping him get out of the water." The teenager emptied his pockets, ran through a waist-deep side channel, and sprinted along the riverbank to catch up with the struggling man. That day, Jory had brought his lariat, a tool he had spent the year learning to use on the ranch where he grew up. Thomas said, "I actually started really getting into roping this year. I went to brandings and started roping cattle then, and I started getting better," he said. "Every afternoon when it cools off, I go out and rope the roping dummy." Jory's grandmother, Sandy Thomas, said he had never before brought his lariat with him on camping trips, but that day he did. Jory took his 12-foot lariat in hand and threw his loop toward the drowning man. Jory said, "First instinct I thought was try and rope him and drag him out before he gets too far down the river," he said. "Luckily, I caught him on the first try." Thomas slowly pulled the man through chest-deep water toward shore until first responders arrived. Looking back, Thomas said he never imagined the same skills he learned on the ranch would one day save a person's life. Jory said, "I just thought I could help with cattle. Not really helping humans and stuff like that, but I'm glad I was here to help." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.